we want to welcome you to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is the radio ministry of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. You can find out more about the church by visiting merrittassembly.com. If you have prayer requests or praise reports, please email us at merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We would love to stand in faith with you. Now, here with today's Refresh broadcast is Pastor Bob Arthurs.
Well, good morning to you, Brevard County. Thank you for tuning into the Refresh radio program here on this wonderful, wonderful Friday morning, September the 14th. We want to start off today by saying thank you to the fine folks at Jits Concrete, 321-536-5804, 321-536-5804. If you have a renovation project that is coming up that you are going to be working on, give them a call. They do block and concrete work, and they are very, very good at what they do. They will be a blessing to you. With so much construction going on, I heard about this project. I might've told you about this before, that, they were building a bridge someplace, and the concrete people built the pillars 10 inches too short. 10 inches too short. And as a result of that, they had to go in there and jackhammer out all of the concrete, and the fines and the expense of doing that were going to run into the millions of dollars. Millions of dollars. And I don't know about you, but I don't have millions of dollars in my pocket that I can afford to be doing something wrong. And so if you, and by the way, whenever you are jackhammering out concrete, that is hard work. You don't want to be having to do that. So I encourage you, give the folks at Jits Concrete a call, 321-536-5804. You need to write this number down. I don't think you'll find it online or anything like that. 321-536-5804, and give them a call. They will get it done right. They will get it done right the first time. And then you won't have to be losing any sleep over it or anything like that. They will be a blessing to you, as they've been a blessing to Merritt Assembly of God. Give them a call, 321-536-5804, for all of your block and concrete needs. So we have been looking at the Lord's Prayer. And yesterday we started going through some of the titles for God, the descriptions of God through the scriptures, to give you an idea that He is so much more than what we are able to communicate in just a 15-minute sermon some places, 20-minute sermon some other places, a 30-minute sermon. You know, my sermons generally are 30 to 45 minutes, but listen, you need to be able to pick up a Bible. You need to be able to study that Bible and discover how wonderful, wonderful God is. I've told people, I said, mine is one of the jobs on the planet that everybody thinks that they are an expert at it. I don't think I'm an expert at it. I just think that I've got a little bit more experience than many people do, but I'm still learning. There's been a couple of times this year as I was going through my devotions and going through studies, preparing for sermons and radio broadcasts, or just feeding myself spiritually, that I've come away and said, where has that truth been for all of these years? You know, the best way for us to live is to know our God as early as possible and to continue learning how wonderful and glorious He is for the rest of our life. He is a God that is to be worshiped, but it's not just an absent-minded worship. It is the more we are informed of Him, the more we know Him, the more we experience Him, the more compelled we are to worship Him. If you've reached a place where worship is not something that you really feel inclined to do, You need to dig deeper. You need to say, God, peel the calluses off of my heart so that my heart is sensitive to your leading and your direction. Once again, God is good. I was preaching a couple of weeks ago. This would have been back in August. And I was talking about that God revives us to grow. And as I was doing some of my study, that I discovered that one of the descriptions for the way he wants us to grow is there's a plant, and one of the things that makes these types of plants so precious is that during conditions when other plants would die, these plants survive. And I got so excited about that, because make no mistake about it, if the devil had had his way, you would have already been wiped out. My brother had close calls to death. My sister, I did. There are a number of times my son has had a number of close calls. My daughter going home from church one night, she had a close call she didn't even know about. And I'm convinced that when we get to heaven, we're going to see that God intervened on our behalf much more than what we ever came to understand. So the reason we're going through all of these titles is to keep you and I informed about who God is. One of my favorite titles, I didn't read this yesterday, but God is the lover of my soul. That's one of my favorite attributes about God. So let me take you to Matthew chapter 6. I'll read verses 8 through 15 again. Therefore, do not be like them, for your Father knows the things you have need of before you ask him. In this manner, therefore, pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For yours is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. For if you forgive men their trespasses, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if you do not forgive men their trespasses, neither will your Father forgive your trespasses. So we are going through this list, and I thought I'd get through it in one day. It's going to take two. This is a Bible study called Knowing and Doing the Will of God. It was written by Henry Blackaby and Claude King. And at the very back of this workbook is an appendix that is titled The Names, the Titles, and Descriptions of God. So yesterday we went through the descriptions of God, the Father. Today we are going to go through the descriptions of Jesus and the Holy Spirit. And these, according to his description here, these are descriptions as found in the New International Version of the Bible. So let's get into this. Jesus is a banner for the people. He is Jesus, the Nazarene. He is Jesus, our all. He is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the Ancient of Days. He is the Anointed One. He is the Apostle and High Priest. And again, these titles are not in chronological order, they're in alphabetical order. And if you don't have time to write all these down, I doubt you have time to write them all down. So just make note, September the 13th and September the 14th, and you can go back and download it onto your computer off the WMIEFM.com website, and you can start it and stop it as much as you would like. He is the author and the perfecter of our faith. He is the author of life. He is the author of our salvation. He is the blessed and only ruler. He is Jesus, the branch of the Lord. He is the bread of God, the bread of life. He is the bridegroom. He is the chief cornerstone, the chief shepherd, the chosen and precious cornerstone. He is Christ Jesus, my Lord. Christ Jesus, our hope. He is the Christ of God. By the way, the word Christ is not a last name. It is a title. It means the anointed one. It's the Greek representation of the word Messiah. He is the consolation of Israel. He is the covenant for the people. We celebrate communion every month, and it's a covenant with God. Jesus is the covenant for the people. He is the crown of splendor. He is eternal life. He is Jesus, the faithful and true, the faithful and true witness. He is the first to rise from the dead, the firstborn from among the dead. He is the firstborn over all creation, the firstfruits of those who have fallen asleep. He is the fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. He is the friend of tax collectors and sinners. Aren't you thankful that you can sing that old hymn, "What a Friend We Have in Jesus"? He is the God of all the earth. He is the God over all. He is God's Son. He is the great high priest, the great light, the great shepherd of the sheep. He is the guarantee of a better covenant. Jesus is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world. Jesus is the one who searches the hearts and the minds. He is the head of every man. He is the head of the body, the church. He's the head of the church. He's the head over every power and authority, the heir of all things. Jesus is the one who died and came to life again. He is the one who loves us and has freed us from our sins, not freed us to our sins. He is the one and only Son. He is the holy and righteous one, the Holy One of God. He's identified as the holy servant, Jesus, the hope of Israel, the horn of salvation. He is the image of the invisible God. Here's one that you can praise God for. He is Emmanuel, God with us. As you and I are going through these names, remember, these are all things that prompt worship from the hearts of believers. He is God's indescribable gift. He is Jesus, Jesus Christ, Jesus Christ our Lord, Jesus Christ our Savior. He is Jesus of Nazareth. He's the judge of the living and the dead. He is the King of Kings. He's the King of the ages. He is the Lamb of God that was slain from the foundation of the world. He is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. He is the light for revelation to the Gentiles. He is the light of life and the light of men. He is the light of the world. He is the living bread that came down from heaven. He is our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. He is our Lord. The Greek word there is Kyrios. He is the Lord of glory. He is the Lord of lords, the Lord of peace, the Lord of the harvest, Lord of the Sabbath. He is the Lord Rabboni. He is the man accredited by God, Jesus, the man of sorrows, Jesus, the master, the mediator of a new covenant. He is our merciful and faithful high priest. He is the messenger of the covenant. He is the Messiah, the morning star. He is my friend, my intercessor. He is the one who makes men holy. He is the one who speaks to the Father in our defense. He is one who will arise to rule over the nations. He is our glorious Lord, Jesus Christ, our God and Savior, Jesus Christ, our only sovereign and Lord. He is our Passover Lamb. He is our peace, our righteousness, our holiness, and our redemption. He is our physician. He is the Prince and Savior, the Prince of Peace, the Prince of Princes. He is the Prince of the Host. He is the ransom for all men. He is the refiner and the purifier. He is the resurrection and the life. He is the righteous judge, the righteous man. He is the righteous one. He is the rock eternal, the rock of ages. He is the ruler of God's creation and ruler of the kings of the earth. He is the Savior of the world. There's no other way to be saved but through Him. He is the second Adam or the second man. He is the shepherd and overseer of your souls. He is the Son of God and the Son of Man. He is the Son of the Blessed One, the Son of the Living God, the Son of the Most High God. He is the source of eternal salvation. Listen to this. He is the sure foundation. He is the teacher. He is the Amen. Amen is a word that means so be it. It affirms, it's a response to the decree of God, and we say, Amen. He is the atoning sacrifice for our sins. He is the beginning and the end. He is the bright morning star. He is the exact representation of His being. He is the first and the last. He is the gate or the door, and He is the good shepherd. He is the head. We have a few more here about Jesus, and then we will see how the Holy Spirit, God the Holy Spirit, is referenced. He is the last Adam. He is the life, the living one, the living stone. He is the Lord, our righteousness. He is the man from heaven, the man, Jesus Christ. He is the most holy, the one and only, the only God, our Savior. He is the radiance of God's glory. He is the rising of the sun, the day spring. He is the stone the builders rejected, but He's also the one that the Father has accepted and made the chief cornerstone. He is the testimony given in its proper time. He is the true light, the true vine. He is the truth, the way, and the life. He is the Word, the Logos. He is the true bread from heaven. He is wisdom from God, witness to the peoples. He's the wonderful counselor, the Word of God, the Word of life, and your salvation. Father, we just want to thank You right now. We praise You for Your Son, Jesus Christ, who is worthy to be praised. And Lord, I just want to thank You that He is the God who was, who is, and is to come, and that He is worthy to be praised right now. Lord Jesus, thank You. We honor You and we worship You this day. So we have talked on yesterday about the titles of God the Father, today about God the Son, Jesus Christ, and there is a much shorter list in His book about God the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the deposit or the earnest. He's another counselor or another comforter. He is the breath of the Almighty. He is the Holy One, the Holy Spirit of God. He is the seal, not the animal, the signet ring, the thing that seals a document. He is the Spirit of Christ. He is the Spirit of counsel and of power. He is the Spirit of faith, the Spirit of fire. He is the Spirit of glory. He is the Spirit of God. He is the Spirit of grace and supplication. He is the Spirit of His Son, the Spirit of holiness, the Spirit of Jesus Christ, the Spirit of judgment, the Spirit of justice. He is the Spirit of the knowledge and of the fear of the Lord. I will say this, the Holy Spirit is charged with the responsibility of pointing people to Jesus. Jesus reconciles us to the Father. Okay? And so the ministry of the Holy Spirit is something that we greatly need in our society today. He is the Spirit of life. He is the Spirit of our God. He is the Spirit of sonship, or the Spirit of adoption. He's the Spirit of the living God, the Spirit of the Lord, the Spirit of the Sovereign Lord, the Spirit of truth, the Spirit of wisdom and understanding. You will never run into a situation that is going to confound or bewilder God. God has perfect foreknowledge, and God has perfect wisdom to be able to navigate through any situation. He is the Spirit of wisdom and revelation. He is the gift. He is the promised Holy Spirit, the promise of the Father. He is the same gift. He is the voice of the Almighty. He is the voice of the Lord. And again, if you've been listening over the past few days, that's a list of the, he says, these are the names, the titles, and descriptions of God found in the New International Version of the Bible. That's from Experiencing God, Knowing and Doing the Will of God by Henry Blackaby and Claude King. The reason that I went through all of those things is because when it talks about hallowed be your name, we do not really appreciate the power in names, or the purpose of the names that were written in the Bible. It was God revealing who He is. It wasn't just a, do you remember what my name is? He was revealing His nature. So today, if you have sickness in your body, or a loved one has sickness in his body, you can praise God that He is the Lord, your healer, and that by the stripes Jesus received upon His back, healing has already been appropriated for you and for me. If you are praying for loved ones to be saved, you can worship God because Jesus is the Lamb that takes away the sin of the world. He is the Lamb that was slain from the foundation of the world. If you are feeling like the world is spinning out of control, you can worship Jesus, who is the Alpha and the Omega. He is the beginning and the end. He was before the problems existed, and He is going to be around after the problem has expired and it has been solved. If today you are feeling like your resources are insufficient for whatever is coming your way. You can worship him as Jehovah Jireh. You can worship him as the one who owns the cattle on a thousand hills, and he owns the hills and the resources in the hills. He is the God of all the universe. I tell you, my understanding of how bountiful God's provision is was taken to a whole new level about a year ago, where I was watching a science documentary, and it was talking about this one particular planet, and these astrophysicists were describing the climate on this, and it said it literally rains diamonds on that planet. And I realized that that which is considered precious here on Earth is so common, it has very little value in the cosmos. God's resources are beyond description. Today, you do not have to live in fear. You can worship God and say, God, just like you provided that ram for Abraham, you can provide the resources that I need to fulfill every plan and purpose that you have for my life. If you feel like things are beyond your control, you can rest assured and worship him that he is the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. If you feel like evil is prevailing and that godliness is being defeated, you can rest assured that Jesus is coming. The book of Revelation describes that he is coming as a conquering king, and on his thigh is written King of Kings and Lord of Lords, and a sharp sword pierces out of his mouth, and it goes forth and strikes his enemies. It's not a long, drawn-out battle. It is very quick. It is very decisive. God is in control. Today, if you are feeling isolated, you can worship him as the one who says he will never leave you and never forsake you. If you are feeling as if no one is ever going to love you, you can worship him as the lover of your soul. If anxiety is ruling and reigning, you can declare, he is my peace. He is my righteousness. He is my shepherd. He is here, and he is there. You serve a great, big, wonderful God. Hopefully the last few programs have helped you to understand that he is worthy to be praised. You have a great weekend. I will see you back here on Monday on the Refresh radio program.
Thank you for tuning in today to Refresh with Pastor Bob Arthurs. Refresh is brought to you by the church family of Merritt Assembly of God in Merritt Island, Florida. If you do not have a church home, we invite you to visit with us this Sunday. We have Sunday school at 9:30 a.m. and worship at 10:30 a.m. We are located at 165 North Grove Street on Merritt Island. You can discover more about the church through our website, merrittassembly.com. Email us any prayer needs and testimonies to merrittassembly@hotmail.com. We invite you to tune in Monday through Friday on WMIE 91.5 at 8:30 a.m. and 5 o'clock p.m. and WWBC 1510 at 10:30 a.m. Remember, Proverbs 11:25, he who refreshes others will himself be refreshed.
Sing to be mad for my king. Nothing, Lord, is hindering the passion in my